Bis Yatid Ishmael, we're going to learn Yevamos Daf Tes. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis. And we've seen in the previous sugya that the Brais on Daf Gimel learnt after a lot of discussion, but it's clear from that Braisa that from the word Oleho and Litzroir in the Posuk, which is discussing Yibum, or it's actually discussing Achois Isha, but we learn from there that B'moki Mitzvah, where there's Yibum, then if Shimon dies without children and he's got a wife or two wives and one of his wives is an erva to Reuven, Reuven may not do Yibum or Chalitza, not with the erva or with the Tzoras erva. That's B'moki Mitzvah. Sheloi B'moki Mitzvah. If somebody else, Don, was married to a woman who happens to be the wife of, the sister of Reuven's wife, and then this Don has a second wife, and then this Don divorces, he divorces his wife, that second wife, then Reuven is allowed to marry this wife that was a rival wife with his wife's sister. There's no Isser of Tzora, Sheloi B'mkoi Mitzvah. We learn that from Oleho and Litzreir. Rebbe, however, learnt from the extra words, from the extra letter, the Hey, of V'lokcho and V'yibmo, that these halachas. The question is, according to Rebbe, what does he do with the word oleho? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. The Rebbe, hi oleho. This word oleho, my ovidle, what's he going to use it for? Answers the Gemara, mi boile lekedetanya. He uses it for the following Mishnayos, the Braisa, that we're about to learn. And just a short introduction to make this really simple. And that is that we know there's a halacha that there are certain averus that if a person does them b'mezid, he's chayiv koros. In the event that there's edim and hasra, it could be there's even a chiyuv misa. It's zadoinoi b'koros, and if he does that avera b'shoigig by mistake, then he brings a chatos. And that's a general rule that any chatos, a chatos is only ever brought for those isurim, when a person by mistake does an avera, that when done intentionally is zadoinoi b'koros, then the shoigig is b'chatos. Now we're going to have two brackets of these types of averas. You've got the general averus, which are zedoinei bekorus, and then you've got the averus, which are associated to avodah zarah. Now, in each of these two groups, there are four different categories. There are four different people who may have done these averus intentionally or by mistake. We're now discussing chatos. We're discussing if they did it by mistake. You've got a regular yochid, an individual who did one of these averus by mistake. Then you've got another type of individual, which is called a Kohen Moshiach, an anointed Kohen, a Kohen Gadol, who does this Avera by mistake. And then you've got a Nossi, a certain type of leader. There's a concept called a Nossi of Klal Yisrael, and he's got his halachas if he makes a mistake and transgresses one of these averas. And then you've got, if Roiv Klal Yisrael, due to a mistaken ruling from the Beis Din, that the Beis Din said a certain activity, a certain, that something was mutter, and really it transpired afterwards, it was actually one of these averas which are punishable by koros when done intentionally, then they have to also bring a chatos, but they have different halachas. So we've got a yochid, a beis din, or roiv, or all of Klal Yisrael, and then you've got number three, the Kohen Moshiach, and number four, a nosi. And then we've got the same bracket, the same group regarding avodah zarah. When a yochid does an avera of avodah zarah by mistake, when a beis din give a ruling and that makes most of Klal Yisrael do an avera by mistake of avodah zarah, then the nosi, when he by mistake does an avera of avodah zarah, and a kohen moshiach, an anointed kohen, a kohen gadol, when he does an avera by mistake of the averas of avodah zarah. So these are the eight different cases where somebody would be doing an avera b'shoigeg, and he has to bring a chatos. And the halachas are very different in these groups. And that's what we're going to discuss here. Because the halacha is that in all these eight cases, one only ever brings a korban chatos when it's a type, when it's done in a way that had it been done b'mezid, intentionally, it would be chayev koros. If zedoinei b'koros, then shigagosoi b'chatos. And we're going to have to learn what's the source for that. And somewhere along the line, we're going to see that this word oleha is going to teach us some of these halachas, or one of these halachas. And it happens to be that each one of these eight brings a very specific type of chatos. We'll just go through it very quickly. A yochid, an individual who does a regular aveira, which is a donei bekoros, not aveidah zara, he has to bring as a chatos either a seira, which is a female goat, or a kisva, which is a female lamb. If the roiv of Klal Yisrael do it, then due to a mistaken ruling from Beis Din, then they have each tribe, each shevet has to bring a par helam dovor, which is a bull, which is a chatos. The Kohen Moshiach has to bring a bull, also a par, and a nosi has to bring a soir, which is a goat, a he-goat. That's as far as the regular averus, which are zedoyne bekoros. Regarding avodah zara, a yochid brings a seira, a female goat. If a Beis Din give a ruling to Klal Yisrael and Roiv of Klal Yisrael do avodah zara, they have to actually bring two korbanos. They have to bring a bull, a par, la'oila, as a korban oila, and a so'ir, a he-goat, as a chatos. Again, each shevet. A nosi and a kohen Mashiach, as with the individual, the regular individual, brings a se'ira, a female goat, as a chatos. That is these halachas summarized, and now we're going to have to just learn the sources. And according to Rebbe, one of them is going to be from Oleha, and then the Gemara is obviously going to ask, according to the Rabbonon, who need Oleha to tell us a halacha in Hilchas Yibum, as we saw in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, how are they going to learn this halacha of the chatos that we're about to learn now? Let's see this inside. Tanya, ein chayovin Beis Din. This is the second bracket that we mentioned of the eight, when it's a Beis Din, and they have to bring a par helam dovor if they give a mistaken ruling to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and most of Klal Yisrael do this avera. They only have to bring this par helam dovor. Each shevet only has to bring the par helam dovor only if they transgress something that was zedoynei korus, that had they done it intentionally, it would have been punishable by korus, v'shigagosei chatos, and then if they did it by mistake, they have to bring a par helam dovor as a chatos. V'chein ha-moshiach, this kohen Moshiach, also only brings his bull, his par, as a chatos, if he did something that was zedoynei bekorus, and then shigagosei is chatos. V'loi ba'avoidas kochovim, going to the second bracket, the avoidah zorah averus, then the chatos that they bring there is also elo al dovo shechayobin al zedoynei korus v'shigagosei chatos. It's only if what they did to and with the avoidah zorah, for example, the shechting, the offering up onto the mizbeach, the pouring, the bowing, as Rashi brings here, the zivuach, the kittur, the nisuach, nishtach avoya. However, for example, if somebody embraced, hugged an avodah zara, or kissed an avodah zara, that's not punishable by koros, and therefore, if somebody did that, he would not bring a korban chatos. Elo al dovo shechayovin al zdoine koros, v'shigagosoi chatos. Utnan namim, we also learned in the Mishnah, in Hoyreis, kol mitzvah shebatayra. Any mitzvah, any avera, more accurately, any mitzvahs loisase in the Torah, shechayovin al zdoinei korus, that is punishable by korus if it's done intentionally, v'al shigagosei chatos, and when done by mistake it brings a chatos, then the yochid mevi kisva, oi si'ira, as we already said before, the individual by other averas, not avodah zara, brings either si'ira or a kisva, either a female goat or a female lamb. Nosi, maybe soyer, the Nosi brings a soyer, Moshiach, the Kohen Moshiach, u Beis Din, or if it's the Beis Din, the par helam dover of the Beis Din, mevi in par, they bring a bull. Uba avodas kochovim, and if it's a virus of avodah zara, then yochid, Nosi, v'Moshiach, all three, either a regular individual, or a Nosi, or a Kohen Moshiach, Mevi'in Se'ira, they bring a Se'ira, a female goat. Tzibur, however, if it's the Tzibur that did avodah zarah, consequent to a ruling, a mistaken ruling of the Beis Din, then Mevi'in Par V'Soir, they bring a Par La'oila and a So'ir Lechatos. Par La'oila V'Soir Lechatos. And now the big question, Mino Hanemili, these eight halachas we just saw now, what are the source? The Tanur Rabbanon, we learned in a Braisa, again, this is in Hoyrius. It says in the Pasuk, and this is a Pasuk talking about the Tzibur who do an Aveira because of a mistaken ruling, a regular Aveira, not Aveidah Zara. It says in the Pasuk, V'noida'o hachatos ashechotu aleo, V'hikrivu hakohol par ben boko lachatos, V'hiviu oisoi lifnei oihel moyed. So what does it say here? It says in the Pasuk, ashechotu oleho. It's talking about the Tzibur who did an Aveira, and it says they did an Aveira oleho. And Rebbe Oimir, and Rebbe learns, Ne'emar kan oleho, over here regarding the Tzibur who did an Aveira that is a Doine Bekoros, it says the word oleho. Ve'ne'emar lahalon, and elsewhere regarding Yibum, actually not regarding Libum, regarding the Eishes Ach, and Daf Gimel, we connected this Olea with Yibum, but here we see regarding Eishes Ach, V'ishoel achoiso lo isikoch litzreu legalois ervoso oleho b'chayeho. That's in the parish of Aroyos. Ma la'alon, in the same way as there in the parish of Aroyos, Dovo shechayovin al zdoinei koros v'al shigagosei chatos. We know that Aroyos is something where if one does them intentionally, it's chayev koros, and by mistake is chatos. Afkan, so to hear regarding the tzibur who did an avera, one only chayev chatos, kan is a dovo shechayovin al zdoinei koros v'al shigagosei chatos, in the event that the Mezid is chorus, then the shoigig is chatos. Okay, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Ashkechon Tzibur. So we now know, and this is really the answer of the Gemara. What is Rebbe doing with Oleho by Achois Isha? The answer is he's learning it to teach us that when the Tzibur do an Aveira, which is Zedoine Bechorus, then Shigigosoi is Bechatos. He learned it from Eishesach, not from Eishesach, from Achois Isha. So Ashkechon Tzibur. Okay, so one of the eight, you've brought me a proof. But Mashiach Minolon, when a Kohen Mashiach, when he does an Aveira, how do you know that his Chatos is only when it's Zedoinei Bekoros? It says in the Pasuk B'Moshiach, regarding the Kohen Mashiach, it says in the Pasuk, V'im HaKohen HaMoshiach Yechto, La'ashmas Ha'om. It says that he does an Aveira, which is La'ashmas Ha'om, a type of sin similar to that of the of the people, of the public. V'hikrivez chatos ha'shechot, he's got to bring his chatos. Par ben boker, he's got to bring a bull. Tomim l'ashem l'chatos. So it says, l'ashma sa'om, it means that the punishment or the conditions of this Kohen Mashiach for bringing a chatos is similar to that of the public, of the tzibur. And by the tzibur we already saw, you learned from Oleho, it's only if Zedoinoi b'koros, then Shigagosei b'chatos. So too, the Kohen Moshiach is only if it's Zedoine Bekoros, Shigigosi Bechatos. Says the Gemara, Harei Moshiach Ketzibur. So you see from the words, La'ashmas Ha'om, that the Kohen Moshiach has the same bracket as the Tzibur. Yochid V'Nosi. We still have an irregular individual and a Nosi. How do we know that they also bring their Chatos? The Nosi, the Soir, and the Yochid, either the Seira or the Kisva. How do you know that's only if it's something which is a Zedoinei Bekoros? Because Asya, mitzvois, mitzvois. In the Pasuk of the Tzibur, of the Beis Din, it says in the Pasuk there, Ve'im kol adas Yisrael, yishgu v'ne'elam dova me'eni akol, v'osu achas mikol mitzvois Hashem, asher lo yiteosen v'oshemu. That's another Pasuk regarding the Tzibur that we spoke about before. And regarding the Nosi and the Yochid, but the Pasuk of the Nosi, it says, V'im Nosi yechte v'oso achas mikol mitzvois Hashem elikov asher lo yiteosen b'shgogo v'oshem. And regarding the Yochid, it says in the Pasuk, V'im nefesh achas sechto b'shgogo me'am oretz ba'asoyso achas mi mitzvois Hashem asher lo yiteosen v'oshem. So by the Nosi and the Yochid, it says mitzvois, but the Tzibur also says mikol mitzvois, and the same as the Tzibur we learned before from Oleho, that if Zedoinei Koros Shigigosei Chatos, then so too the Yochid and the Nosi, we say that if Zedoinei Koros, only then Shigigosei Bechatos. Says the Gemara V'loi Ba'avoidas Kichovim, all that was all regarding the regular krisis, that B'mezid is Koros, B'sheigig is Chatos. But what about Avoidas Zorah? Avoidas Kichovim, also, Elo Aldova Shechayovin Al Zedoinei Koros, V'al Shigigosei Chatos. Again, what would be our source for that? Tzibur ba'avoidas kichovim. So let's start with the tzibur. When roiv of klal Yisrael serve avodah zara, which consequent to a mistaken ruling of the Beis Din, then actually we learn it out from Me'enei Me'enei. Let's go back to the Tzibur of the regular Averis. The Tzibur then, the pasuk we just mentioned, where it says mitzvahs, it also says v'im kol adas yishal yishgu v'ne'elam dovar me'enei hakohol v'osu achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem ashleisei osenu v'ashemu. It says there, by the regular krisis, it says me'enei. And regarding the Tzibur who do an Avodah Zarah, it says v'im v'hoyo im me'enei ha'eido nesesol ishgogo v'osu kol ha'eido par ben boko echod lo'ilo l'rech nichoyech l'ashem u'minchose v'nizke k'mishvot v'usir izim echod l'chatos. So it says me'enei me'enei in both psukim, so you learn out the Tzibur by Avodah Zarah from the Tzibur of the regular Averis that They don't bring the same korban. By regular Avera, they bring each tribe, each shevet brings a par. By Avodah Zarah, it's a par le'oilo and a soir le'chatos. However, at least you learn from Einei Einei that the one is only chayev to bring the korbonois, the chatos, and the oilo, only if it's something which is a doinoi bekoros. Yochid, Nosi, u'moshiach. What about the other three who do Avodah Zarah? A Yochid, a Nosi, and a Kohen Moshiach. They learn that out from the Pasuk. It says, Ve'im nefesh achas, sechto bishgoko. This is talking about Avodah Zarah. Nefesh achas, a single person, not the majority of Klal Yisrael. Ve'krivo eiz bas shnoso lechatos. He brings a seira, an eiz bas shnoso. So that's what we learn from this pasuk. Nefesh achas is echod yochid ve'echod nosi ve'echod mashiach. But mashma, any individual. It doesn't matter whether it's a yochid, a regular person, or a nosi, or a kohen mashiach. And says the Gemara, vav, so that means these three is ve'im nefesh achas echto. But we don't yet know what about this ve'im nefesh achas. It doesn't say here explicitly that you're only chayev if it's a doinei chorus. So that's why it says v'im nefesh achas. There's an extra vav. Vav moisif al inyun rishon. Because this is in Pasuk Chov Zayin, where it speaks about a nefesh achas that serves Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, that he has to bring an eiz bas shnoso l'chatos. But what does it say in Pasuk Chov Dalad a few psukim earlier? There it's talking about Avodah Zarah of the Tzibur, the Pasuk we mentioned before. So since the psukim before the Yochid who serves Avodah Zarah is the Tzibur that serves Avodah Zarah, and the Tzibur who serves Avodah Zarah, we already know that they only have to bring their korban if it was if it's something which is Zedoinei Bekoros. We learned that out from Einei Einei, from the regular Tzibur who do an Avera of which is Zedoinei Bekoros, and therefore Vav Moisef Alinin Rishon VeYilma Tachtoin MeElyoin. We learn the halachas of what's written later, which is the Yochid who serves Avodah Zarah, the Yochid, the Nosi, or the Kohen Mashiach. We learn it mina elyon from what's written before it, which is the Tzibur that serve Avodah Zarah. And now the Gemara asks, V'Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon who needed Oleho to teach us a halacha in Hilchas Yibum on Daf Gimel, then how are they going to know these halachas that in these eight brackets you only chayev to bring the korban when it's something which is a doinei bekoros? Hai svara min olahu. How do they know that this halacha that we're learning here, and in particular, we're talking here about a regular Zedoinei Chorus, not Avodah Zarah, who, by the Tzibur, when a Beis Din misled most of Klal Yisrael to do this Avera, that is what the Rebbe learned from Oleho, and the Rabbonon don't have Oleho available. How do they know that only where it's Zedoinei Bechorus, you've got the Shigegosoi Bechatos? Says the Gemara, Nafkelahu, we learn it out from elsewhere, Midakom Makri Lei Rabbi Yeshua Lebrei. When Rabbi Yeshua was reading the following posuk to his son, and this is the posuk that we mentioned before regarding Avodah Zarah. We actually didn't mention this, we mentioned the parasha before, we haven't mentioned this posuk. This is a couple of psukim after the ones we mentioned in the parasha of Avodah Zarah. It says there like this, Ho ezroch b'vnei Yisrael, v'lagir agor b'soichom, toiro achas yelochem. You should have a single toira, lo'oise b'shgogo, to somebody who does an avera by mistake. V'hanefesh ashetase, that's the next pasuk after that, talking about b'mezid. V'hanefesh ashetase b'yod romo, mino ezroch minagir asher Hashem hu megadif, v'nichrus ha'nefesh ahi mikerev hamo. If he does it intentionally, then he's chayev chorus. So from there you learn, from Torah achas yelochem, lo'ise bishgogo, we learn from Vanefesh Ashatase Biyad Roma, the Pasuk puts these two psukim next to each other. It's Huksha Kola Teira Kula LaAvodas Kechavim. That in the same way as BaAvodas Kechavim, the second of these two psukim, speaking about Mezid, it says explicitly Zadoinoi Bekorus, V'nichroso Anefesh Ahi Mikerev Amo. Ma'avodas Kechavim, Dovo Shechayovin Al Zadoinoi Korus, V'al Shigigoso Ichatos, and then there's a Chatos, if he does it by mistake. And then it says, Toira achas, af kol dovo shechayovin al zdoinei koros, so to everywhere else, where there's a zdoinei is koros, then va'al shigagosei chatos, then when doing it b'shegig, is a chatos. Says the Gemara. So ashkechon yochid, so we can, from this hekesh of Toira achas, we learn a regular yochid, and a nosi, and a mashiach, bein ba'avodas kechavim, bein b'shar mitzvos. But tzibur ba'avodas kechavim minayin, how do you know that this same thing applies when a tzibur serve avodah zarah? And the basis behind this question is because the psukim that we just mentioned here speak about the nefesh, a single person. So you can say Torah Achas is whenever there's a single person, either Avodah Zarah or other krisis, if it's Yochid, Kohen Mashiach, or Nosi. But when it comes to the Beis Din that mislead the majority of Klal Yisrael, you haven't got this Hekesh. So we need to know, how do you know the Beis Din, the Rov of Klal Yisrael, by regular krisis and by Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says, Tzibur ba'avodas kechavim minayin, says the Gemara Omar Kro. Because we saw in the Pasuk before, and we actually saw this already before, just the other way around. It says, V'im Nefesh, and when it speaks about these psukim here, which is talking about a Yochid doing Avodah Zarah, it says, V'im Nefesh, which is, so to speak, the extra Vav, which is a continuation or connection to what it says before. And what does it say before? So here we're talking about, that means before the Gemara mentioned this, to learn the Yochid of Avodah Zarah from the Tzibur of Avodah Zarah. Here we're doing it the other way around. We're saying that the Vav that connects the Yochid of Avodah Zarah to the Tzibur of Avodah Zarah actually teaches that the halacha of the Tzibur do Avodah Zarah from the halachas of the Yochid to do Avodah Zarah. And when the Yochid do Avodah Zarah, we said there's Torah Achas. When the Yochid do any Avera, that is Zdoine Bikoros, Shigigosi Bechatos. So for Yilmad Elyoin, we learn what it says earlier on regarding the Tzibur do Avodah Zarah, Mitachtoin, from what it says later, by the Yechidim who serve Avodah Zarah. Okay, Elo Tzibur B'Shar Mitzvahis Minolon, how do you know that any other Zadoinoi Chorus and Shigigosei Chatos, how do you know that all other places where the Tzibur do such an Avera only where it's Zadoinoi B'Chorus, Shigigosei Chatos? And this is back to what we saw earlier on in Rebbe. Rebbe said we'll have Einei, just Rebbe learned the Tzibur of Avodah Zarah from the Tzibur of a regular Avera. And here we're learning the Tzibur of a regular Avera from the Tzibur of Avodah Zarah, from the same Gzeira Shava of Einei. Says the Gemara, the Rebbe who had a different set of psukim, as we mentioned at the beginning, Hai Toira Achas Mai Ovidle, what is he going to do with this pasuk that it says in the parasha of the Yochid who serves Avodah Zarah, that Toira Achas, there's a single ruling for all of it, one Torah, my Ovidle, what's he going to learn with it? The Rabbanon learned from there that all the Yechidim who ever do any Zadoinei Bikoros, they bring Shigigosei Chatos. But Rebbe learns that from elsewhere. What's he doing with Torah Achas? Answers the Gemara, Miboile Lekeditanya. This is to teach us something which we learn a Braisa again in Hoirius. Lefi Shemotzinu, Shechilei Kakosov Bein Yechidim Lemerubim. We find in Hilchas Avodah Zarah there's a difference between individuals and many. And this is not to be confused with the Tzibur. Till now we've mentioned Tzibur, which is the majority of Klal Yisrael. Here we're not talking about the majority of Klal Yisrael, we're talking about a town. If a whole town did an Avera, like Avodah Zarah, which is punishable by Korus, is there any difference between a single person and many people in a town? So the Braisa says, we do find there is a difference between an individual that serves Avodah Zarah and a city that serves Avodah Zarah, which we know as an Ir Hanidachas. That Yechidim Beskila, an individual person who serves Avodah Zarah, if there's Edim and Hasra, he'll be punishable by Skila. Lefikach Mamoinon Polat. And therefore, the money doesn't get destroyed. The possessions of those people don't get destroyed. They survive, so to speak. But Merubin, but when you have many people, when you have a city, an Ira Nidachas, Besayef, they get punished by Sayef, which is a somewhat a different, a lighter type of death sentence, and Lefikach Mamoinon Ovad, and therefore their money, their possessions also get destroyed. So since we find that there is such a difference between an individual and a city, not a majority of Klal Yisrael, but a city who do Avodah Zarah. So Yochel, I may have thought, also, Nachlik B'Korban Yisem, that they should have a unique korban, a korban that doesn't apply anywhere else. Talmud Lomer, that's why we have a pasuk that tells us, Torah Achas, Yelochem, that it doesn't matter whether it's an individual or whether it's a whole city, as far as the korban is concerned, it's the same korban that they bring a Seira like a Yochid does. Maskif Lor Rav Chilkiya Mehagrunya. Rav Chilkiya Mehagrunya asks a question on this. Why would you have entertained the idea that if a city, if a many people, a rabbi, many people do Avodah Zarah, that they should bring a different korban? We actually, and if not for the pasuk of Torah Achas, Tama de Kosav Rachmona Torah Achas Yelochem, it's only because the Torah says Torah Achas Yelochem that they bring the same korban as a yochid. Holav hochi, but if you wouldn't have that pasuk, Hava Amina Nechlak, I may have thought that in the same way as they have different halachas regarding the death sentence and different halachas regarding what happens to the money, maybe they have a different korban. Well, and that's why you need the pasuk. My night laisu. Well, what other korban would you want to bring? What other korban could you bring that is would be unique to a tzibur, not to a tzibur, to a majority, to many people, to a rabbim in a city? Are you going to say laisa par? They should bring a bull, not like a yochid who brings a seira, but rather bring a bull. That wouldn't be unique to them. Tzibur b'shar mitzvah itu demaisi, a regular rabbim who bring a who by mistake do an avera which is punishable by chorus, as we saw before, they bring a par helam dover. So if they had to bring, if this city that served Avodah Zarah would have to bring a bull, it wouldn't be unique to them. Kisvo, you're going to say they should bring a female goat? Yochid b'shar mitzvahs hu demaisi. Well, a yochid by a regular zedoyne b'chorus brings a seira. Soir, you're going to say should bring a male goat? Nosi b'shar mitzvahs u'demaisi. Well, that's what Nosi, when doing a regular zedoyne b'chorus, shigigosai, bring chatos. What's the chatos? It's a soir. Par la'oila v'soir l'chatos. You're going to say that if the city do avodah zarah, they should bring a bull as an oila and a soir for a chatos. Tzibur b'avodas kechovim u'demaisi. That also wouldn't be unique to them, because when the tzibur and rave of Klal Yisrael by avodah zarah, that's what they have to bring. Ve'elomai, what are you going to say? Seira, that they should bring a seira, which is a female goat. Yochid nami hainu korbono. We said before, yochid who does an avera, which is a doine chorus, brings either a seira or a kizva. So, since there is no korban, there is no possibility of a korban that would be unique to them, so obviously they don't bring a unique korban, so why do I need Torah Achas to say they don't bring a unique korban? Says the Gemara Itzchach, no. Even though all the other options have been exhausted elsewhere, still we need Torah Achas. Salkadai techamina, I may have thought. Hoyil v'tzibur bohiro. When the tzibur, when Rav of Klal Yisrael get misled by Avodah Zarah, by a ruling of Beis Din, they bring maisi, they bring a par la'oila v'soyu l'chatos, they bring a bull as an oila and a goat as a chatos, in whom maybe this city that serves Avodah Zarah, nami naisu ipcha, they'll bring a par and a soir, but they'll do it the other way around. The par will be a chatos, and the soir will be an oila. Inami or tzorich. Indeed, without the pot Torah Achas, we would assume that they need a unique korban, and since there is no unique korban, ve'en lo takono, so they don't bring any korban, and they actually do not get atoned. Komash malon, that's why I would need Torah Achas to say no. None of those suggestions pass, and they have Torah Achas, they bring the same korban that the individual has to bring a seira, even if it's a whole city that deserved Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara, and now the Gemara is taking us back to the Mishnah. What did we see in our Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek? That there are 15 different types of aroyos, that if Shimon dies and was married to, and had two wives, and one of them was an erva, one of the 15 arayos, to Reuven, even though the mitzvah of Yibum says Reuven should marry Shimon's widow if Shimon died without children, since one of his wives are an erva, he doesn't do Yibum, and not only he doesn't do Yibum to the erva, he also doesn't do Yibum to the tzara, to any other wife that Shimon was married to when he died. He doesn't do Yibum either with Reuven. And the Mishnah singled out that there were 15. Omar le Levi le Rebbe. Levi said to Rebbe, "My iria de toni tesvov. Why do you just mention 15? Listener tezayin. There's a 16th one. There's another erva. Another situation, a case not mentioned in the Mishnah, that Shimon would be married to somebody that is an erva to Reuven, and Reuven cannot do Yibum with that erva." Omar le. So Rebbe answered back to Levi, "Somebody who's got a brain that's working sharply wouldn't be asking such a question. What are you suggesting? What's your 16th? Says Rebbe, "I know what your 16th was. It's surely Imoi Anusas Oviv." And the case goes as follows. Yaakov was married to Rachel and had a child called Shimon. All fine and good. At some point, Yaakov, he had relations, ba'oinus, forced relations with Leah. And Leah gave birth to Yaakov, gave birth, consequent to that, to Reuven. And Shimon went and married Leah. Shimon, who was Yaakov's son, married the woman that Yaakov was ma'anus, had forced relations with. So Shimon married Leah. And he also had another wife called Sarah. That's called Anusas Oviv. But what happened then? Shimon died without children. So who does Yibum? Shimon's brother from the same father. Who would that be? That would be that Reuven, who's a son of Yaakov, no less than Shimon. Just Shimon was born from a regular marriage between Yaakov and Rachel. Then Reuven was born from an oinus of Yaakov and Leah. So now Reuven has to do Yibum to Shimon's wife. But who was Shimon's wife? It was Anusas Oviv. It was this woman, Leah, who happens to be Reuven's mother. So here you've got a case where it's not his mother through marriage, it's a mother through oinus, and he's now the woman that he would have to do Yibum with is his mother through oinus. And here Reuven is not allowed to marry his mother through oinus that was married to Shimon, or to the Tzara, or to any other wife of Shimon. Why is that case not mentioned in the Mishnah? So that's what Rebbe said to Levi. Imoy Anusas Oviv. That's surely you're asking why that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. And I'll tell you why. Imoy Anusas Oviv plukta to Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonon hi. We're going to see later on Daf Tzadik Zayin that it's actually a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon is actually not allowed to marry Anusas Oviv. The whole situation wouldn't start because Shimon, who was Yaakov's son, is not allowed to marry the woman that Yaakov had forced relations with. That was Ma'anus, that woman. Shimon's not allowed to marry her. If Shimon's not allowed to marry her, then there's no case of Yibum. It would never be that Shimon dies and his brother Reuven would have to do Yibum with his mother Anusas Oviv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this case could never happen. Our Mishnah is not bringing any cases which are dependent on a machlekes. They're only bringing cases which everybody agrees with. And therefore, that's what Rebbe said to Levi. There's no question why I, Rebbe, and the Mishnah didn't mention a 16th. Says the Gemara Veloy, are you so sure that the Mishnayos are not mentioning any cases where it's actually a machlekes? Vare iser mitzvah, ve iser kedusha. And these are cases we're going to learn about later on Daf Chof, that either Isur Mitzvah, which means that if when Shimon dies and Reuven has to do Yibum, then Shimon's wife was either an Isur Mitzvah to Reuven, which means a Derabonon, a type of Erva which is Midrabonon, or the Isur Kedusha, or a type of Erva which is only Osir as a Lav, it's not an Erva of Chorus. And it's mentioned in the Mishnah later on Daf Chof. The Pligi Rabbi Akiva v'Rabbonon. It's actually Machleikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, you do Chalitza But you cannot do Yibum, but you can do Chalitza. You have to do Chalitza according to Rabbi Akiva. It's similar to regular Erva, and you don't even do Chalitza. Uktonya, nonetheless, it's mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. So how are you saying that the Mishnayos are only mentioning cases which are not dependent on an argument? Well, over there on Daf Chof it is. Answers the Gemara Bepirkin Komrinon. We're only talking about in this Pirik. In the first Pirik of Yevamos, the cases mentioned are not those that are dependent on a Machlokes. Daf Chof is already the second Pirik. In the second Pirik, we don't mind mentioning things that have a Machlokes. Says the Gemara, okay, but I've got another question against Rebbe. V'ho, let's take the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It says in Daf Yud Gimel, Beis Shammai Matirin Es Hatzoris Le'achin. This whole concept we've been learning about, that when an erva of, when Shimon's wife is an erva to Reuven, the Reuven, not only can he not do Yibum to the erva, he also cannot do Yibum to any other wife of Shimon. That's only Beis Hillel's opinion. Beis Shammai say there's no concept of an Es Hatzoris, and Reuven can do Yibum with the other wife of Shimon. It's only Beis Hillel who say it's Asa. And it's mentioned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Tzoris don't do Yibum. Answers the Gemara, Beis Shammai bimkoim Beis Hillel einu Mishnah. When it comes to Machlokes, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it's so clear that the Halach is like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. It's not considered a case which is questionable, a case which is debatable, a case which is arguable. No, it's crystal clear like Beis Hillel, and therefore we have no issue mentioning it. Says the Gemara, but there's another case that we mentioned on Daf Beis, Amud Beis in the Mishnah, and this was actually a case, Erva number 14, in the Mishnah. Vari'eshes ochiv sheloi hoyo bo'ilomoi. What happens when you've got a case of eshes ochiv sheloi hoyo bo'ilomoi? What's that? So we already explained this when we learned the Mishnah. We'll explain it quickly again. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. And Reuven married Sarah. All that is fine. Reuven died without children. And now this Sarah, there's a mitzvah to do Yibum with Shimon. And Shimon then did Yibum with Sarah, which the widow of Reuven, Shimon did Yibum. That's fine. And now Levi was born. Levi was now born, and this Sarah, is who was originally the wife of Reuven, but when Reuven, all the while, the whole lifetime of Reuven, Levi wasn't even born yet. And then now she's married to Shimon, and Shimon dies now without children. Is Levi allowed to do Yibum to Sarah? So now Shimon dies without children. So now there's a discussion that this Sarah is actually a woman who, that means this Levi is actually born after Reuven died. So this wife of Reuven, the original wife of Reuven, this Sarah, who happens now to be married to Shimon, but she was the wife of Reuven when Reuven, his life, including his death, his whole lifetime, was there before Levi was born. So this Sarah, relative to Levi, is considered an Eishes Ochiv Sheloi Hoya Bo'ilomoi. So is Levi now allowed to do Yibum to this Sarah when Shimon dies without children? So we saw in our Mishnah, it's one of the arayos. Ki yeshuv achim yachdov. You're only allowed to do Yibum if you were alive when the brother that died, when that brother was alive at the same time. But if the brother is born after the first brother dies, then they were never alive together, and then there's no heta of Yibum. So here you've got a sorah. So according to the Tan of our Mishnah, the Chachomim in our Mishnah, since this Sarah was the wife of Reuven, and Reuven died before Levi is born, so this Sarah always retains the Issa of Eishes Ach, and Levi is never allowed to marry the wife of Reuven, even though now she's only has to do Yibum to Levi because she was the wife of Shimon, who did Yibum when Reuven died. It doesn't matter, says the Rabbanon, since Levi and Reuven were never alive at the same time, and since this Sarah was the wife of Reuven, it's called Eishes Ach, and Eishes Ach, Sheloi Hoyo Be'ilomoi, you're not allowed to marry her. That's the Rabbanon. However, we're going to see later on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Reb Shimon's going to argue with this. Reb Shimon's going to say, no, in this case, then Levi is allowed to do Yibum to Sarah because The Yibum is because of Shimon died, and Shimon and Levi were alive at the same time. The fact that before Shimon married this Sarah, she was married to Reuven, and Reuven died before Levi was born, according to Reb Shimon, that doesn't bother us. So here you've got a case, the Pligi Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon, Uktoni, the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Beis brings this erva, even though it seems to be dependent on a machlokes Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon. So how can you, Rebbe, say that the Mishnah doesn't bring anything which is a machlokes, and that's why Imoy Anusas Oviv is not mentioned? Why is it different to Eish Yisach, Shelo Yoyo Boilomoy? Answers the Gemara that there's a fundamental difference between two similar cases. And Reb Shimon only argues with one and not with the other. With the case that we mentioned before, indeed Reb Shimon says that Levi is allowed to do Yibum with Sarah. Why? Because Levi was born after Sarah and Shimon were married. Sarah was married to Reuven, Reuven died, and Shimon did Yibum to this Sarah, and only then Levi was born. In that case, indeed, Reb Shimon says, the fact that Sarah was once married to Reuven, so what? When Levi was born, this Sarah was already married to Shimon. Now Shimon dies without children. Levi can do Yibum. However, what happens if Reuven dies before Levi is born? His wife Sarah has to do Yibum to one of Reuven's brothers. He's only got one brother, Shimon. But what happens if before Shimon does Yibum, Levi is born? Now this woman could theoretically should do Yibum with either Shimon or Levi. So here Reb Shimon agrees that since Reuven and Levi were not alive at the same time, and at this point in time, Sarah is now a widow of Reuven and is not yet done Yibum with Shimon, so now this woman can do Yibum to either Shimon or Levi, but she cannot do Yibum with Levi, consequent to Reuven passing away, because Reuven and Levi were not alive at the same time. So once there's a situation where Sarah's not allowed to do Yibum with Levi, because Levi was born after Reuven died, then even if Shimon does Yibum with Sarah, and then Shimon dies, in that case the Reb Shimon agrees, Levi cannot do Yibum anymore with this Sarah. Because there was a point in time where this Sarah needed to do Yibum and was not allowed to do Yibum with Levi, because Levi was born after Reuven died. However, in a case where Levi was only born after Shimon did Yibum with Sarah, in that case, there was never a moment in time where Sarah needed to do Yibum and could not do Yibum with Levi, because Levi was only born after Shimon already did Yibum. So that's where the Reb Shimon argues with the Chachomim and says, in that case, when Shimon dies, since Shimon and Levi were alive at the same time, Levi can do Yibum. The Gemara answers, "Benoy ladu lebasoif yibim." In the case where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum to Reuven's widow, loy paleg Reb Shimon. In that case, Reb Shimon agrees to the Rabbonon that Levi will never be able to marry Sarah, the widow of Reuven, and later the widow of Shimon. Levi can never marry her. And since there's a case of Eishes Ach Shelo Yehoyo Beilomoy, that Reb Shimon agrees to the Rabbonon that Levi cannot do Yibum, therefore in this particular case, it's across the board, and therefore the Mishnah could mention it. Asks the Gemara, Va'omer Reb Oishia, did Reb Oishia not argue with what we just said now? Cholukoye Reb Shimon, and says Reb Shimon allows Levi to do Yibum to Sarah af b'rishoyna. Even in the first Mishnah in Perek Beis, did we not say there that in a case where even if it's Noilad ulbasoif Yibim, even in a case where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, Noilad ulbasoif Yibum, even there, Reb Shimon says, is no problem. In which case, we don't have any case of Eishes Ach Shelo Yehoyo Beilomoy that Reb Shimon says is a problem. And the question comes back, why is the Mishnah mentioning an Erva, which is only Rabbonon, not Reb Shimon, if Rebbe said that Beplukta Loi Koskinon, the Mishnah is not mentioning anything which is dependent on a Machloikus? Says the Gemara, don't worry about Reb Oishia in this case. Hoy Toysev Reb Oishia, we're going to see later on Daf Yutes that this opinion of Reb Oishia is going to be refuted. And therefore, the conclusion is going to be that Reb Shimon holds that if Noilad and Lebesoif Yibim, then if Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum to Reuven's almona, to Reuven's widow, then even Reb Shimon agrees that it's called Eishes Ach Shelo Yehoyo Beilomoy, and Levi can never do Yibum with Reuven's widow, even if the Shimon marries that widow and then Shimon dies without children, Levi can still not do Yibum. Asks the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going to ask another question, and by the time we get to the end of the Omud, we're going to see another opinion that seems to be a Mishnah that holds, or an opinion that holds that, or quotes an erva, even though it's dependent on a machlokes. And Rebbe said that the Mishnayos are not talking about any arroyos which are dependent on a machlokes, because if they would be mentioning arroyos that are dependent on a machlokes, then imoy anusas oviv should be mentioned. And that's going to be the next question of the Gemara. There's a slight issue here, and the Rosh Hash asks this, that the question is actually from a Mishnah at the beginning of the second Perek, and we already said that in the second Perek we're not so worried about quoting cases that are dependent on a machlekes, but the Gemara is, in either way, the Gemara is asking the question. And this is actually a Mishnah on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph. It's based on a Mishnah on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph. And we'll try and make it simple. What happens if you have a case of two brothers that were married to two sisters? And there were four brothers. There was Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. We don't have any problem with that. When Reuven dies without children, then Levi can do Yibum to Reuven's wife, Rachel, or Yehuda can do Yibum with Reuven's wife, Rachel. There's no problem with that. What happens now if Reuven and Shimon both died without children, before anyone did any Yibum, and now we have two sisters, Rachel and Leah, who both are widows that need to do Yibum, to Levi and to Yehuda? The problem is that two sisters, you can't marry two sisters. So min ha-Torah, we would say, marry one of them. Do Yibum with one of them, and that's it. Or maybe one brother can do Yibum to one brother can do Yibum to the other, and that's fine. However, the fact that both of them, there's a Zika to both, that means Levi has now two sisters with which to choose who to do Yibum with, and Yehuda has two sisters with who to choose to do Yibum with, now we have a problem. It's called Achois Zekukosoi, and it's similar to Achois Isha. Similar to Achois Isha B'chayel, because Levi, the fact that there's a Zika, that there's a reason, something that's binding Levi with both Rachel and Leah, because Levi is a surviving brother of Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon's wives, Rachel and Leah, are two sisters. So now Levi is somewhat bound to two sisters. That's similar to Achois Isha. That's a problem. So the halacha is, in that case, that Levi is not allowed to do Yibum to Rachel or to Leah, and nor can Yehuda do Rachel, nor can Yehuda do Yibum to either Rachel or to Leah. But since min ha-Torah they could really do Yibum, and therefore we don't allow them to do Yibum, but they have to do Chalitza. That is the case, because there's a Zika there, they have to do Chalitza. So Levi does Chalitza with one of them, and Yehuda does Chalitza with the other one, and that is the halacha. When you've got two brothers who are married to two sisters, the two brothers died, now the remaining two brothers and the two widows, which are sisters, they cannot do Yibum, they do Chalitza. Why? Because each one of the two sisters are both Nofal Leyibum, as it's called. They are both Zokuk to Levi, and both Zokuk to, they both have some connection to Levi and some connection to Yehuda, because they are the two surviving brothers of Reuven and Shimon, and that's an issue. But now what's going to happen if one of these two sisters, let's take Rachel for example, if Rachel happens to be one of the arroyos mentioned on Daf Beis to Levi, which means that for whatever reason Rachel cannot in any way do Yibum to Levi, which means that there's only one woman which actually has a Zika, has some binding, some connection to Levi, and it's not Rachel. It's going to be Leah. It's not Rachel, Reuven's wife. It's Leah, Shimon's wife. This is not an issue of tzoras, because they weren't married to the same husband. So in that case, says the Mishnah, that if one of the two sisters was an erva to Levi, then Levi is the only woman that has a zika to Levi, is the one that's not an erva, which is Leah. So Levi can do Yibum to Leah. Yehuda, however, Yehuda, who is not an erva to either of these two women, he cannot do Yibum to either, because both of them are Achois Zekukosi. So it says in the Mishnah on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph that Ha'asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, Va'asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, Va'achoiso Shehi Yavimto Chiletzes Oymes Yabemes. In a case where Rachel is an erva to Levi and Leah is an erva to Yehuda, in that case, Rachel has got no connection whatsoever to Levi. Levi can do Yibum with Leah. Leah, who's an erva to Yehuda, will have no connection to Yehuda. So Yehuda can do Yibum with Rachel. And that's what it means, that Achaisa Shivimta, the sister of the one who's an erva, is, if it's in the context of Yibum, is Chiletes Oimis Yabemes. You can do Chalitza, but you can even do Yibum. The only time you cannot do Yibum is if both of them would come into question, which means that neither sister is an erva. But if one of the sisters is an erva, then the other sister is no problem of doing Yibum to the husband who is an erva to the other sister. That's what it says in the Mishnah of Chavov Amud Aleph. Now, Rav and Rav Chia said that, added on a few words, Bekulon ani kaira bohen, that this case on the Mishnah of Chavov Amud Aleph applies if, let's take, if Rachel is an erva to Levi, it's all 15 arayos mentioned in the first Mishnah. We'll soon see if it's all of them. But Bekulon, the 15 arayos mentioned in the first mission of the Masechta on Daf Beis, if Rachel is that erva to Levi, then Rachel has no connection to Levi in the context of Yibum. So Rachel's sister, Leah, who is Shimon's wife, can do Yibum to Levi. That is what Rav and Rav Chia said, that this halacha, that if Rachel is an erva to Levi, applies to the Arayas mentioned on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And now we're going to have three different opinions as to whether, to what extent, the cases in the Mishnah, the Arayas, and the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, sorry, could apply to this case. Because we need to find, and that's why you can see here a very long Rashi, we need to find an ingenious type of cases where you've got two sisters married to two brothers, and these two sisters, that means, like we said, Rachel is married to Reuven, Leah is married to Shimon, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are brothers, Rachel and Leah are brothers. We have to find a case where Rachel is an erva to Levi and Leah is an erva to Yehuda, in all 15 cases, all 15 types of ervas. That's not going to be an easy feat, and we're not going to discuss all of them, we're only going to discuss those that we need here. So there's going to be three opinions. Rav Yehuda Matargrim, Rav Yehuda explains that this, that Rav and Rav Chia said, that the Mishnah who says that when you've got Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, that if Rachel is an erva to Levi, Rachel can do Yibum to Yehuda, and if that means, and Leah, if Leah is an erva to Yehuda, then Leah can do Yibum to Levi. Or more accurately, if Rachel is an erva to Levi, Levi can do Yibum with Leah. And if Leah is an erva to Yehuda, Yehuda can do Yibum with Rachel. So Rav Yehuda says, it's not all 15. It's only Michamoisai Ve'elach. It's only from number 7. And we'll just discuss the case of Chamoisai Ve'elach. What would the case be? The case is like this. Rachel and Leah are two sisters. Again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are four brothers. Rachel and Leah are two sisters. Rachel had a daughter called Sarah, and Leah had a daughter called Rivka. So Sarah and Rivka are now first cousins. Their two mothers are sisters. What happened then? What happened then was that Sarah, one of the cousins, married Reuven, and the Rivka, the other cousin, married Shimon. That's all fine. Levi then went and married Rachel, who was Reuven's mother-in-law, one of those two sisters. Yehuda went and married Leah, who was Shimon's mother-in-law, the one of those two sisters. And now Yehuda and Levi both died. So here we've got Reuven and Shimon surviving. They were married to the two cousins, Sarah and Rivka. So Reuven now and Shimon both have to do Yibum with Rachel and Leah, who are the widows of Levi and Yehuda. And what happened was that, so what the situation now is that Reuven, he cannot do Yibum to Rachel, one of the two sisters, because it's his mother-in-law. Shimon cannot do Yibum with Leah because it's his mother-in-law. So since Leah and Shimon are an erva, mentioned in our Mishnah, Reuven and Rachel are an erva, in which case Reuven can only do Yibum. There's only a zika of Yibum from Reuven to Leah and Shimon to Rachel. So you've got a case of two brothers and two sisters who need to do Yibum, and we say that it's not a choizu kukosoi, because each woman is only can only do Yibum with one of the two brothers, because she is a mother-in-law to the other brother. In that case, you've got muteres leze, asura leze, asura leze, muteres leze. Rachel, who's also to Reuven, it's his mother-in-law, is mutter to Shimon. Leah, that's also to Shimon, it's his mother-in-law, is mutter to Reuven. So Reuven can do Yibum with Leah, and Shimon does Yibum with Rachel. And it's that's an example of the mother-in-laws. And if you want to go through the long Rashi or open up some sefer with the diagrams here, and it'll be easier. I don't want to confuse you all trying to explain by heart how all these cases work, but that's just an example from here, and that's what Rav Yehuda says. From the case of the mother-in-law and down in the Mishnah, this is possible. However, the first six, even though five of the six you could also find, you could also make some story out of it. However, the first one, because all the first six, you'll remember, is bitoy, bas benoy, bas ishtoy, bas beno, and bas bitoy, it's all associated to the daughter. The first one being the daughter. If Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter, and then Shimon dies, doesn't have children, Reuven cannot do Yibum with his daughter. That's the first erava mentioned in the Mishnah. And Rav Yehuda here says that Bitoy, for example, is not possible to, is it's not, you'll never have a case of two brothers marrying two sisters, and the two sisters are a daughter of the two brothers. You're never going to have that case of one sister being a daughter of one brother, the other sister being a daughter of the other brother. You can't have such a case. And since Bitoy is not possible to have such a case, therefore, this that Rav and Rav Chia said, that this concept of Asura Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, applies to that Rois in our Mishnah. It's only from Chamoisoi, from the mother-in-law and on, but in Bitoy, it wouldn't apply. However, this is not completely accurate. And let's try and understand why. Let's take a case of Oinus, where somebody had forced relations with a woman. Let's see what that case would be. So you've got Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, who are four brothers. Reuven then was Ma'anas, he had forced relations with Sarah, and had a daughter called Rachel. So this Rachel is a daughter of Reuven and a daughter of Sarah. Afterwards, Shimon came and had forced relations with the same Sarah, and they had a daughter called Leah. So now you've got the same mother, Sarah, who's got a daughter, Rachel, from Reuven, and a daughter, Leah, from Shimon. Now, Levi married Rachel. Levi married this girl that was born from a forced relations between his brother, Reuven, and Sarah. Yehuda went and married the girl, the Leah, who was born from this forced relations between Shimon, his brother, and the same Sarah, the same mother. And then Levi and Yehuda both died. Their wives, Rachel and Leah, now have to do Yibum with Reuven and Shimon. Problem is that Rachel, Levi's wife, is actually a daughter of Reuven. Leah, which is Yehuda's wife, is a daughter of Shimon. So here we do have a case of two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who need to do Yibum to two sisters. They share the same mother. Rachel and Leah both are daughters of Sarah. And this is a case that theoretically could have happened. And it would apply to say that since Reuven cannot do Yibum with Levi's wife Rachel because it's his daughter, then Reuven can do Yibum with Leah. And because it's not Achoy Zukuk Osoy, because Rachel is not Zokuk, is not able to do Yibum with Reuven. And the same with Leah, who cannot do Yibum with Shimon because it's his daughter, so then Shimon can do Yibum with Rachel. So this could really apply, but only when these two sisters are sharing the same mother with oinus, when there was forced relations, when it was outside of marriage. However, if it was in marriage, if Reuven married Sarah and then had Rachel, you would never have a case that Shimon would be able to marry that same Sarah, even if Reuven divorced her, wouldn't be able to marry that same Sarah and have a daughter Leah, because the halacha is that Shimon is not allowed to marry his brother's wife in marriage, if she was married, even after she gets divorced. Achois isha, is osur b'chayel. There's just no case in the world that within marriage you can have two sisters who would be able to be in this concept of yibum to two brothers. It just cannot happen. So that's what Rav Yehuda says, that avol shita bava dereisha loy. in the six cases, which are all consequent of the concept of bitoy, of a daughter, even though the others could really have applied, but the main one of these six, the being the bitoy, that you cannot have a case of asura lezeh, muteres lezeh. Maitam, why not? Kiven de bitoy, in the case of bitoy, bo'in sin mishkachas. In the case of forced relations outside of marriage, you can have two sisters that are noifel leibum to two brothers. But b'nesuin, but in marriage, lo mishkachas lo. It's not possible. And since you cannot have it in marriage, b'nesuin kamairi, the Mishnah is talking about, that means the Mishnah of asura lezeh muteres lezeh and asura lezeh muteres lezeh is talking about within that the two sisters are sisters within marriage. Bo'insin lo kamairi, they're not talking about sisters from oinus. And therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, this that Rav and Rav Chia said, that when the Mishnah says asura lezeh muteres lezeh, even to do yibum, and they said bekulon anikay rabbein, is talking about the types of arayas in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, it's not talking about bitoy, it's only talking about from chamoisoy ve'elach. However, va'abaya, Abaya says no. Mutargim, he explains that this that Rav and Rav Chia said, "Bekulon anikayre bohen af bitoy me'anusosoy." The same could apply by bitoy. It's true that it's from oinus. In the case of oinus, you can have two sisters who are noifel leyibum to two brothers, but each one is an erev of bitoy to the other brother, and therefore each brother can do yibum to the other sister. Kiven deshkuche mishkachas lo. If at the end of the day, it's a case which we find that it's asura lezeh muteres lezeh. Iboyim eno insin to have iboyim eno nesuin to have. What's the difference if it's a case that's through nesuin, through marriage, or not through marriage? It's possible to have bitoy. However, says Abaya, there is a case in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah on Daf Beis, that would not apply to that Mishnah in Daf Chovov. Avol eishes ochiv shelohoyo bo'ilomoy loy. In the case of eishes ochiv shelohoyo bo'ilomoy, Rav and Rav Chia would not have meant that one as well. Because you cannot have a case of two sisters and two sisters who are noifel leyibum, because they were married to two of the four brothers and they died without children. So you've got two sisters who now noifel leyibum to two of the surviving brothers. And that it's not achayzuku kosoi, because each one of these sisters is an eishes ochiv sheloi hoya beilomoi to another brother. That could not happen unless you hold of Reb Shimon. Avle eishes ochiv sheloi beilomoi loi. My tama. Given the Reb Shimon udu mishkachas lo, it's only possible according to Reb Shimon. We mentioned Reb Shimon at the beginning of the Omud. We're going to explain the example in a moment. L'rabbonon lo mishkachas lo. But according to the Rabbonon, who they say that any eishes ach sheloi hoya beilomoi, you can never do yibum. It doesn't matter when this new brother was born. He can never do yibum with a wife that was ever a wife with any brother that was not alive at the same time as him. So according to the Rabbonon, lo mishkachas lo, you would never have two sisters and two brothers where one sister is eishes ach shelo hoya be'ilomoy to one of the brothers and the other brother to the other sister. And b'pluk de lo kamayri. And in the Mishnah is not talking about machloikus. And since it's dependent on Reb Shimon and the Chachomim, we don't mention it. And before we explain what the case is, Rav Safra is the third opinion. He says, Matargim af Eishes Achiv. He says, even Eishes Achiv Shelohoyo Ba'ilomoy, Rav and Rav Chia meant that as well. Or Mishkachas lo Beshito Achin. And there is a case of when you actually need six brothers for this case to happen. We're going to explain it in a moment. And indeed, Valibud Reb Shimon. And you're right, it only works according to Reb Shimon. The Simonechon, you want to remember the case which we're about to explain, it's Meis, Noilad, V'Yibim, Meis, Noilad, V'Yibim. That's the sequence. Death, a birth, a Yibum, a death, a birth, and Yibum. In that case, according to Reb Shimon, you can have two sisters and two brothers where one brother and one of the sisters is Eishes Ach Shelo Yoyo Beilomoy, and the other one to the other sister. And therefore, even in this case, according to Reb Shimon, you could have Asura Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh. So we see from here, from Rav Safra, that Mishnah on Daf Chavov Amud Aleph is, according to Rav Safra, and Rav Safra's explanation of Rav and Rav Chia was a Talmud of Rebbe, is incorporating even a case which is a machlokes. And it only works according to the opinion of Rav Shimon. And this is contrary to what Rebbe said before, that in the Mishnayos here, we're only mentioning those arayos which are everybody agrees with, not if it's a machlokes. Elo. Says the Gemara, Le Rebbe Hana Kloli Lesle, it must be that Rebbe who said that we do not mention any arroyas which are dependent on a machlekas, he would argue with what Rav Chia and with what Rav said, that according to Rav Safra, the understanding of Rav and Rav Chia, that Bekulon ani kaira bahen, the Rav Chia says, even Eishes Ach Shelo Hoya Beilomoy could be a case that the Mishnah on Dav Chavov, Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh, could apply. And Rebbe will disagree with that, and he'll say that the Mishnah of Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh is not including Eishes Ach Shelo Hoya Beilomoy. And then the Gemara carries on with some other explanations to explain Rebbe, which we're going to learn that in the next shir. And now, just to understand what's going on here, what's the case that you've got Eishes Ach Shelo Hoya Beilomoy, that according to Reb Shimon, you could have Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh and Asura Lezeh Muteres Lezeh in the sequence of Meis Noilad V'Yibim, Meis Noilad V'Yibum, and the case goes as follows. And as the Gemara said, it's going to involve six brothers. And in all the cases we've seen till now, there's at least four brothers, because two are married to two sisters, and then the two brothers die, and the other two have to do Yibum. Here we're going to have a more complicated case. We've got Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are four brothers. Rachel and Leah are two sisters. Reuven married Rachel, and Shimon married Leah. So far, so good. Now Reuven died without children. His wife Rachel is now Nofal Yibum, has to do Yibum with one of the surviving brothers, either Shimon or Levi or Yehuda. But before anyone could do Yibum, Yisachar was born. Yisachar was born, and now this Rachel, who was Nofal Yibum, it was Reuven's wife, but Reuven died before Yisachar was born, so that we've already learned. Everybody's going to agree in this case that Rachel is also to Yisachar. Yisachar is never going to be able to do Yibum. It's Eishes Ach Sheloi Hoya Beilomoy. According to everybody's going to agree with that. So now you've got Rachel, Reuven's wife, who cannot do Yibum with Yisachar. But any of the other brothers, Levi and Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, who were alive when Reuven was alive, they can do Yibum to Reuven's widow, to Rachel. So what happened was is that Levi did Yibum to Rachel, Reuven's widow. And then what happened next? Shimon, who was Leah's, who was the husband of Leah, the other sister, Shimon died without children. Now Leah, who's a sister of Rachel, and in the meantime, Rachel is a wife of Levi, who did Yibum because Reuven died without children. So now Shimon died, and Leah, one of the other siblings, have to do, Reuven's not alive anymore. Levi is married to Rachel, a sister of Leah. He can't do Yibum. Shimon, who was married to Leah, has just died. Either Yehuda can do Yibum with Leah, or Yisachar can do Yibum with Leah, because Yisachar was alive together with Shimon. He couldn't do Yibum to Rachel, Reuven's wife, because he was born after Reuven died, but he was alive with Shimon. Either Yehuda or Yisachar could do Yibum with Leah. But before any of them did Yibum, what happened was, Zvulun, a sixth brother, was born. And now this Zvulun really is one of the brothers who theoretically could do Yibum with Leah, because Shimon died without children, leaving over Leah, and one of the brothers can do Yibum. However, everybody agrees here that this Leah, this Zvulun, was born before anyone did Yibum with Leah. This Leah is also to him because of Eishes Ach, so who did Yibum? Zvulun clearly can't do Yibum with Leah. So of Yehuda and Yisachar, Yehuda chose to do Yibum with Shimon's widow, with Leah. And then what happened? And now Levi and Yehuda both died without children. Levi, who had done Yibum with Rachel, who was originally Reuven's wife, Yehuda, who had done Yibum with Leah, who was originally Shimon's wife, now Levi and Yehuda both died, so Rachel and Leah both have to do Yibum. Who do they have to do Yibum with? Yisachar and Zvulun. Between those two. Well, can they do Yibum? Now, everybody agrees that Leah is also to Zvulun, because Zvulun was born before Yehuda did Yibum with Almona of Shimon called Leah. Everybody agrees that Yisachar cannot do Yibum with Rachel because Yisachar was born before Levi did Yibum to Rachel when she was an almona of Reuven. So Yisachar can certainly not marry, cannot do Yibum with Rachel. Zvulun cannot do Yibum with Leah. The question is, can Zvulun do Yibum with Rachel? And can Yisachar do Yibum with Leah? Now, since everybody agrees that Rachel is also to Yisachar, because Yisachar was born before Levi did Yibum to Rachel, so if Rachel is definitely also to Yisachar, there's no reason in the world that Yisachar cannot do Yibum to Leah. That's okay. That means Asura Lezem, Uteres Lezem, since Rachel and Yisachar cannot do Yibum because it's an Erva, Yisachar and Leah can do Yibum. The question is going to be, we need Muteres, Asura Lezem, Muteres Lezem, Asura Lezem, Muteres Lezem. The question now is, can Rachel do Yibum to Zvulun? Because Leah is certainly also to Zvulun, because Zvulun was born before Yehuda did Yibum with Shimon's almona, Shimon's widow, called Leah. The question is there any reason in the world that Zvulun cannot do Yibum with Rachel? Here we have the Machlekes, Reb Shimon, and the Chachomim. Because Zvulun was born much after Levi did Yibum with Rachel. So according to Reb Shimon says that if the Yibum was done before the brother was born, then, which is this case, then there would be no reason in the world for Zvulun not to be able to do Yibum with Rachel. And since Leah cannot do Yibum with Zvulun, so there's no reason in the world that Rachel cannot do Yibum with Zvulun. However, the Chachomim who argue with Reb Shimon, they say Eishes Ach Sheloi Hoya Ba'olam is a problem even if the brother's born after the widow of the first deceased brother already did Yibum. In which case, since Zvulun and Reuven were not alive at the same time, Zvulun can never do Yibum with Rachel. So Zvulun cannot do Yibum with Leah, because Zvulun was born before anyone did Yibum with Leah. Zvulun cannot do Yibum with Rachel, because even had he been born, even though he was born after Yibum of Rachel, according to the Chachomim, that doesn't help. It's called Eishes Ach Sheloi Hoya Ba'olamo. So according to the Chachomim, you never have a case that Zvulun can do Yibum to Rachel, and Yisachar can do Yibum to Leah. We don't have a case of Mutar Lezeh, Asur Lezeh, Asur Lezeh, Mutar Lezeh. According to Reb Shimon, we do. According to Reb Shimon, Yisachar can do Yibum with Leah, and Rachel can do Yibum to Zvulun. That's what it says here. According to Reb Shimon, we would have such a case of Asura Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, even by Eishes Ach Sheloi Hoya Ba'olamoi. And what's the sequence? The sequence is Meis Noilad V'Yibim, Meis Noilad V'Yibim. First, Reuven died, then Yisachar was born, and then Levi did Yibum to Rachel, Reuven's widow, and then Meis, and then Shimon died, and then Noila, then Zvulun was born, and then Yibim, and only afterwards Yehuda did Yibum with Leah, Shimon's wife. That's right. And in that case, according to Reb Shimon, Zvulun can do Yibum with Rachel, and Yisachar can do Yibum with Leah. And in Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue with the next Gemara.